A subject that Rembrandt returned to over and over is that of St. Jerome, the man who translated the Bible into the vernacular of his time, that is to say Latin. Jerome was beloved during the Renaissance and Baroque periods in that he was the figure who made the Bible available to the common man. The earliest is an etching from the early 1640s, shortly after the death of Saskia. And in this, he shows Jerome as an isolated figure in his study, contemplating his task in near darkness. In order to see this picture clearly, you have to train your eyes on it. Pretend that you walked into this dark room and let your eyes adjust to the darkness so that you can see the details in this image. When Rembrandt rethought the story of St. Jerome just a few years later, he depicted Jerome in full sunlight at a rickety desk near a weathered tree. It seems that this image may have started out as a portrait of this tree. The tree is not unlike the figures of many of the old men in Rembrandt's paintings, weather-beaten but carrying on. And here we see the branches coming out from this tree, leafing anew, providing shelter for creatures of the earth, such as the little bird that we see in the branches, or the lion that we see lurking to the lower left of the print. If you travel across Holland, you'll often see trees of this type, an aged willow next to a little canal at the edge of a field. And this is where it started for Rembrandt. But look at the top of the image, and you'll see that with a few swift strokes, Rembrandt has placed Jerome in an alpine landscape with a beautiful waterfall. In the first version of St. Jerome, we can barely see the lion. In the second, he's hiding next to the tree. In the third, the lion takes center stage as a magnificent creature, facing away from us, protecting Jerome from the influences of civilization. In the background, we see a monastery, but in the foreground, we see St. Jerome almost dissolving in spiritual light. Rembrandt was indeed one of the great observers and interpreters of the human condition. This concludes our tour. I hope that you'll return to the exhibition and next time bring your friends and share with them the beauty and wonder of Rembrandt's art.
Rembrandt in America is presented by U.S. Bank. The exhibition is supported by an indemnity from the Federal Council on the Arts and Humanities. Additional support is provided by the Samuel H. Kress Foundation. Generous support is provided by the W. Duncan and Niven McMillan Foundation. Additional support is provided by Stoll Reeves, LLP, Attorneys at Law. Our official airline is Delta Airlines. This audio tour was produced and directed by Barbara Wiener with audio design by Jason Olmendinger. And I am Jan-Lodewijk Groters, Head of the Arts of Africa and the Americas at the MIA, and a native of the Low Countries. Thank you for being with us today.